I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Wednesday morning, the 2nd of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. For with God, nothing will be impossible. What are you trusting the Lord for today? Nothing? Well, then you'll get nothing. I am trusting the Lord today for a miracle. Oh yes, every morning is a miracle. Now Mary was told by the angel that she was going to have a baby. And she said in verse 34 of the same chapter, how can this be? Since I do not know a man, I have never slept with a man, and you tell me I'm going to have a baby. And the angel of the Lord said in verse 37, for with God, nothing will be impossible. I want to ask you a very serious thing today. Do you believe in miracles? Don't ever write off a promise that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to you. And stop calling miracles coincidences. There's no such thing as a coincidence. It's so sad that people struggle to believe in a miracle from God. They are always trying to explain it away instead of simply believing it. You know, many of you listening to this message were maybe there. But a few years ago, I had the privilege of speaking at the Feast of Tabernacles down at the Dead Sea at a place called Engedi. It was a hot, humid night. I read the account of the visitation of the Holy Spirit in the upper room, just as we are thinking about the approach of Easter. And the disciples were gathered together. They were petrified. They were hiding because they were being sought by the Romans to be slaughtered. And a rushing mighty wind came through the upper room, and tongues of fire settled on each one's head, and they began to speak in other languages, and the power of God came upon them. As I finished reading that incredible incident, I walked around the front of the lectern and I said, please, Jesus, do it again. And he did it. Oh, yes, he did it. Now, some people have said that was a coincidence, that wind came at that time, because the wind does blow from time to time down in the lowest part of the earth. But folks, the timing at that time, and then it started raining. It never rains there. Some people will tell you, no, it does rain occasionally, but at that very moment, let's stop calling a miracle a coincidence. Let's start praising God and thanking him for answered prayer. What is it you want today? Lord, I pray for my friend that is listening to this message right now who is depending on a mighty miracle in their lives. Lord, as they would put their trust in you, we thank you for answered prayer and for that miracle to take place. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and believe on it. It's on its way. Goodbye.